Welcome back to the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast. On today's show, you have Michael Colligan and Greg Eric, and we're going to talk about the Nailed convention that just went down last week in beautiful Dallas, Texas. Before we go there, we're going to invite you to go to the National Association of Innovative Lighting Distributors website at NAILD.org. You got a warehouse with light bulbs in it? You got to join Nailed, Greg Eric.
It's the coolest association in the world, and it's got the best education. We just updated, well, LS1 has been updated for a while. LS2, our now advanced course, is updated, clean, and ready to go. And you got to do it. If you've been in lighting for a while and you're just kind of getting stale, let's freshen you up a little. Get some LS2 in you.
Keep it fresh.
We got you.
Keep it fresh. So, you know, we were down there at the convention. And, you know, I just, more than anything else that stuck with me, was the Nailed vibe that just pervaded the whole ArcLight Summit, the Dallas Market Center, and the Renaissance Hotel. It was just, our vibe was everywhere.
No, you're right. And that's the thing about Nailed is it is a vibe. It's not one person. It's not two people. It's not a small group of people. It's a whole group. And that's what's awesome about it. A lot of times you go to conventions and, you know, it's focused on who the speakers are or what the topic of education is, but this is everyone's learning, everyone's talking, everyone's doing. And like you said, it's a vibe. We're moving through. It's a group. There is no one Nailed. Everybody's Nailed.
I'm pretty sure everybody held the microphone at one point, if not multiple times.
And that's the best part about it too, is you go to, you know, you and I have gone to many conventions and half the time we're like, this person doesn't really know what they're talking about. You know, they're just reading off a PowerPoint. This is an interactive conversation with people that know what they're talking about, you know, and they're in the field and they're doing things and it's sharing experiences and sharing stories and learning from each other. And that's what Nailed has always been about, but even better now, right now, we're getting a lot of people, a lot of action. It's increased our attendance from previous year to this year. You know, this is really only our second convention in what, the last five?
Yeah. The online ones don't count.
Nah. Nobody wants online. You got to see people.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it extends all day. You know, it starts in the morning and it goes until you go to bed.
Yeah.
It's a convention, buddy.
Yeah. You're in it. Yeah. Breakfast to nightcap.
Bedtime.
Breakfast to nightcap. You're with us. But the, you know, what I really loved, and I know you and I were the moderators, so maybe we're a little bit biased. Yeah. But man, I had to kick myself to remember I was the moderator half the time because I'm sitting here listening to these great conversations that are going on. And then the crowds, the best part was when we were moderating, and then people just grabbed the microphone out of our hands.
Totally. Yeah. And I mean, that's the beauty of Nailed is that every person that attends could do what we're doing too. You know, we happen to do it because of the position we're in. Like, we'll hold the microphone and help get things moving. But he's better than me. Get him up here. You know, or she's better than I am. They can talk, you know, and they've got a way better story or question to ask or story to tell. So that's what's great about Nailed is it's about everybody involved.
And the panel discussions really mixed up the perspectives on the presentation as well. So you got the presentation by the expert, and then we had 2, 3, 4 people on a panel, and they all weighed in. And these people have a lot of expertise in that, like Devin Wall on that horticultural panel. That was a really interesting conversation, actually. With Corinne from Fluence. That was really cool the way they were going back and forth because you had the manufacturer there and you had the other manufacturer, but more of a industry relations person with Corinne. And they were kind of working off each other on the panel. It was so good.
Yeah. And just so people that weren't there don't really know how the format was, is we had an expert come in, you know, and talk for 15 or 20 minutes max. And we made sure of that because nobody wants to sit there and listen to somebody spew off for 45 minutes or an hour, 15, 20. And then we get a panel discussion and we all talk. And then a Q&A open to the audience where everyone talks. And the people on the panel are the audience members, you know, the people that are Nailed members that are up there talking with the experts on the topic. And that was the best way I could ever imagine to do it because it gets everybody's perspective involved and it doesn't, you know, a lot of times you get to these sessions and you're sitting there like, well, I wonder about this or I wonder about that. There's no wondering.
No,
we're talking about it and we're going to get it figured out now.
Exactly.
That's what these are.
Yeah, totally. And you know, when we were doing the, with the panel about mergers and acquisitions, Jarrett Goforth, one of our board members from Saylight, gave the presentation. And then we had Leon Mawadia from FSG and Bill Hurd on a panel with Jarrett. That was incredible, actually. And they're talking about
It
how
was.
they go about making acquisitions and what you look for. And actually, it's not about money. It's not about cash flow. It's about the fit, the people. Like, just what a wonderful takeaway from the convention. Because I kind of knew that because I've done a couple acquisitions in my time, that this is more about do we work together well or not. But then to hear it from companies like FSG and Leitzer, Bill Hurd, a guy that's been in the game, what, 40 years? You know, FSG, one of the biggest distributors in all of America, and they're telling me, yeah, that's the right way to do it, actually. You're on to something, Culligan. It's like, okay, this is great. You know, what a wonderful, special moment, special time.
Yeah, and that was just one of the topics, mergers and acquisitions in the lighting industry. Another was, we alluded to earlier, the horticultural lighting. Again, distributors actually sell horticultural lights. That was the topic. And we could get into it, or we could just say you got to go to NAILD to learn that stuff. And then the other topics we had were hiring and retaining employees, very important right now. Great interactive discussion on that. We had one on tape lighting. It maybe had a fancier name for it, but just it
Field
kind of what
assembled
it,
lighting systems.
there you go. And it just another opportunity of a sale. Like I was given an example of one customer I was at where I did everything. Well, you didn't do that strip of neon running the whole perimeter of this thing. That's a $50,000 project. Well, let me do that. I'll do that right now.
Hey, and
And then that's the kind of
Paul
stuff.
Irwin from Elemental was fantastic, man.
He
He was
was,
a
yeah,
great presenter,
absolutely.
and he was also great on the panel as well, asking the questions. And he was really interactive with the crowd and with his own panel. Like, what a wonderful guest to have up there. And so the tape light, what else did we do? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Circadian with
Oh, Circadian,
UL,
yeah.
Adam Lillian. That was a hot topic.
What
Everybody
was
wanted
that?
to get into that.
Yeah. It was you know, it's a I guess it's a healthy topic.
Healthy topic. And then we talked about segment selling. Mark Jewell had a session too. And then I think that was a
Bernie
lot of it. But
Erickson also.
again, and Bernie at the beginning, yes, from FSG talked about past, present, future, lighting. So all stuff you need to know. And you need to get to these things. So the people that are sitting there and just listening and saying, yeah, I don't need to go. You do. Because you really can forge relationships and connections, and it will help you get more money someday. You'll sell
Yeah,
more.
for
You'll
sure.
be better.
Oh,
Your
yeah.
company will be better. And
Yes.
it's not a joke. I mean, you and I are a perfect example. I would never know Mike if it wasn't for a convention. I would never
Oh,
be
yeah.
doing a podcast if it wasn't for a convention we met at.
No, totally.
And my business wouldn't be where it was if it wasn't for Nailed and the relationships I've built and knowledge I've gained from it. And I'm
Oh, yeah.
telling you, you can't put a price tag on that. And the
No
price tag
way.
of joining Nailed is nothing. So
Nothing. Negative.
don't even bring that
Negative.
up.
It's negative.
Right.
It's a
Yes.
negative. Yeah. You know, my favorite moment was when we were having the business meeting at the end. And here I am saying, we need to go after the DOE. I make this big case. And then Sid just shuts it all down. No, we're not doing that. And then we did the vote, and everybody was on Sid's side.
You guys inhaled, everyone has a voice, and that's the thing. That's what it's about, is talking things through the major issues, and when somebody shuts it down and knows what they're talking about, you say, yeah, he's right.
Well,
We're moving on.
we're leaving that one behind. Call again.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. You see all the
Yep.
hands raised? Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, done.
You can keep talking about it on your show, but we're done with that.
Right.
Oh man, it was a great
Totally.
moment. Well, folks, if you thank you for listening to this, but it's so being in person is so important. I think that's a lesson learned actually in the last couple of years. How important personal relationships are, pressing hands together, high five, and giving hugs to your friends, cheersing, the time spent after the formal events, talking and doing business, making business happen. So important, always happens at the Nail Convention, Greg Eric.
It does, and you guys need to get part of it because we're going to do it again next year. Be on the lookout for that information and the details. But go. Quit wasting your time behind the computer or sitting at your office. Get there.
Be there, be square. Go to NAILD.org. If you got light bulbs in a warehouse, you need to join Nail. Electrical distributor, lighting distributor. You got light bulbs in a warehouse, you need to join Nail. Thank you for listening.